little bit about that to clarify some of the issues. So we know the Braisa, Gevar and Shabbos and Achaval from the Beis says that the basic mitzvah of Hanukkah, mitzvah lahanicha b'tefach hasamot l'pesach, supposed to put it right near the doorway, outside the doorway, close to the bayis, but right outside the bayis. The Tosfos there writes, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that Gemara is talking about if the Rishus HaRavim is right outside the bayis. So you're supposed to leave the Ner Chanukah l'chatchila on the Tefach HaSamot LePesach HaBayis. Supposed to put it right outside the door in the Rishus HaRavim. The Tosfos says that what happens if you have a number of different batim opening into a chotzer, opening into a courtyard, and the Rishus HaRavim is past the courtyard. So then Tosfos says that you're supposed to put it b'tefach hasamach l'pesach, not pesach habayis, but pesach hechotzer. You're supposed to put it outside the chotzer, right outside the chotzer, connected to the chotzer. That's the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. But then the Braisa continues, b'shas hasakona menicha shulchanu v'dayo. If it's a shas sakona that the goyim are going to persecute us for lighting the Ner Chanukah, then you can leave the Ner Chanukah inside. What does that mean, inside? Either inside the chatzar or inside the bayis. Right? You see that the Ner Chanukah can be lit connected to the bayis or connected to the chatzar. So either you're going to light it outside in the Rishus HaRavim but connected to the chatzar or the bayis, or you're going to light it inside the chatzar, inside the bayis. But it sounds like the Ner Chanukah is supposed to be lit either in a bayis or in a chatzar. They're supposed to be lit some way which is connected to the bayis and the chatzar, not inside the bayis and the chatzar. Either out, right outside or inside. But it has to be mitzurif, it has to be connected to a bayis or to a chatzar. So the question is, when it comes to dormitories, what is treated as a bayis, what's treated as a chatzar? So the dorm room, l'chara, is a bayis. That's the ikar makom of a person. That's the place where a person eats, where a person sleeps. That's his bayis. What's a chatzar? Is there a chatzar in a dormitory? L'chara, the hallways are like a chatzar. You have multiple batim that are emptying into the chatzar. So, before there was a fire in the dormitories, a number of years ago, we actually used to light the Neres Chanukah right outside the dorm rooms. You take the garbage pail. The garbage pail was actually less than 10 tefachim tall. L'chatchila, you're supposed to put the Neres Chanukah between 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim from the ground. So that's what we did. L'chatchila, mamash kedasu kedin. We would put the menorahs on the garbage. You put some kind of aluminum foil on top of the garbage. Right, so you put the menorah on the overturned garbage pail. You light between 3 and 10 tefachim, right outside the Pesach in the chatzar. That's what we used to do. You could walk down the hallways and you see all of the Neres Chanukah are lit. And this went on for many, many years. But then there was a fire. So because of the fire, they banned the lighting of the menorahs in the hallways. So now the question is where to light. To light in the hallway is great. Right, that's the Pesach, Samach L'Tefach of the Bayis, in the Chatzar. So that should be great. It should be fine. L'chatchila, kedasu kedin. The problem is, if you're not going to be able to light in the dorm room, you're not going to be able to light in the hallway, so you can't light in your Bayis, can't light in your Chatzar, so where are you going to light? So they instituted that one should light in the lobby of the dormitories. So the question is, what is a lobby? Is the lobby the Bayis? Is the lobby a Chatzar? What exactly is it? So a Bayis it certainly isn't. No one is sleeping in the lobby. Very few people are eating a suda in the lobby. Never heard of anyone eating lunch or supper in the lobby. You might snack in the lobby, but that's not significant enough. People are not eating their sudas in the lobby, so it's probably not a bayis. Is it a chatzar? So that's the big question. That's a big machlokes in the poskim. Rabbi Schechter feels that the lobby is not a chatzar, but he didn't introduce this shita. This is an old shita of the Chazon Ish. He's relying on the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish holds that a chatzar, that a makom can only be called a chatzar if you do some kind of tashmishim tsnuim in that place. You do some kind of tashmishim, you use that area in a way that's similar to a bayis. I mean, clearly you're going to do more tashmishim tsnuim in a bayis, more private activities in a bayis, but the chatzar also is a place, claims the Chazon Ish, that you do some kind of tashmishim tsnuim. You might eat in the chatzar, you might hang your laundry in the chatzar. You'll do different things that are tashmishim tsnuim in the chatzar itself. And that's why it's viewed like the bayis. It's an extension. It's not quite the same as a bayis, but it has a din of a bayis. Right? For Ner Chanukah, it can have a din of a bayis. It is a Rishus HaYochid. For Ner Chanukah, it has a din of a bayis because it's similar to a bayis in the sense that you do Tashmishim Tzunim in that place as well. But if you were to have an area where you're never going to do any tashmishim tznuim, so then that can't be called a chatzar. Because a chatzar is not just a makom that batim are emptying into. That's the mitzius, that normally the batim are emptying into the chatzar. Right? At the time of the Gemara, you'd have, let's say, you have a bias, and another bias, and another bias, right? And then all of that emptied into the chatzar. Rishus HaRabim is running over here, right? And the chatzar empties into Rishus HaRabim, right? So this is the chatzar. These are all batim. Bais Aleph and Beis and Gimel. And the batim are emptying into the chatzar. So that is the metzias, that normally the batim are emptying into the chatzar, but the Chazon Ish holds that's not enough. The chatzar has to be a makom that you do tashmishim tznuim for it to have a din of a bias. A lobby normally is not a place where you do tashmishim tznuim. Who's doing it? You're going to hang your laundry in the lobby? You're going to have a suda in the lobby? Mistam, we're not going to do too many tashmishim tznuim, if any, in the lobby. Rabbi Shachter wanted to suggest, based on the Chazon Ish, that the lobby is not called a chatzar. So if it's not called a chatzar, you can't light the Neres Chanukah there. Because you can only light the Neres Chanukah in a way that it's going to be mitzuruf to a bias or to a chatzar. It has to be connected in some way to a bias or to a chatzar. Either you're lighting right outside the bias of the chatzar, or you're lighting inside the bias of the chatzar. But it's got to be mitzuruf to a bias or to a chatzar. If the lobby is not a chatzar, then there's no difference between lighting the lobby and lighting in the street. You can't just light in the street. That's not your makom. It's not a private makom. The chatzar is your private makom, but it only becomes a private makom like a bias if you do tashmishim snow there. But without doing private activities in the area, that's not going to be called a chatzar. That's what Rabbi Shechter thought. Others disagree. Others claim that maybe it can have a din of a chatzar. As long as you have batim that are emptying into that area, as long as it's a derech from the bias into Rishus HaRabim, so maybe it does have a din of a chatzar, even if you don't do tashmishim snuim din. Maybe in general it would have a din of a chatzar. For Hilchas Eruv, for other halachas, maybe a taka does have a din of a chatzar. But others wanted to suggest that even if in general we wouldn't call it a chatzar, right? Even if Lagabe Erevin, maybe we wouldn't call it a chatzar unless you do tashmishim snuim there, maybe at least for Chanukah it should be called a chatzar. Because how do we define the makom that you're lighting there as Chanukah? It has to be somehow connected to your private makom, and it's a makom that you can have Pirsuma Nisa there. So even if this area, even if the lobby is not called a chatzar because you're not going to do tashmishim tznuim there, but the reality is it is mitzuref to your bias. It is connected to your bias. It's your way out from your bias into the street. So it is connected to the bias. It's not literally connected there. There's a lobby, and then there's a stairwell, and then there's a hallway. It's not mamish next to the bias, but it is serving the bias. And it is a makom for Pirsumei Nisa. So maybe this area, since it is a private area, it's not public property, it's not a Rishus HaRabim Amish, it is a private area, and it is connected to the bias. So maybe at least Lagabe Ner Chanukah, it should be Dino Kachotzer. That's what they say that the Brisker Rav felt. That you should be able to light in lobbies. He felt that you should be able to light Neres Chanukah in lobbies, even if it doesn't have a Din HaChatzar in general. But for Neres Chanukah, it should have a Din HaChatzar. Because you don't need all of the criteria for Chatzar when it comes to Neres Chanukah. As long as it's mitzuref to a bias, it's somehow connected to a bias, and it is a private area, it's shared by a number of different people, but it's not a public area. So that's enough to light Neres Chanukah there and to be mefarsim the Neis there. So these are the different approaches. I think most of the Rosh Yeshiva probably side with the Brisker Rav. They say that even if it doesn't have a din of a chatzah, even if the Chazon Ish is right generally, but for Neres Chanukah, maybe it does have a din of a chatzah. Maybe it should be enough in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa to light the Neres Chanukah din. The question is, where in the lobby do you light, or which lobby? That becomes very complicated with the different dormitories. So let's first take Morgenstern Dormitory. The Morgenstern Dormitory is probably the best place to light, the lobby of the Morgenstern Dormitory. Why? Because everyone who leaves the Morgenstern dormitory from your dorm room, you're going to take the front door. That's the standard way that you leave the Morgenstern dormitory. So if you assume that the lobby can be considered a chatzah, so then that lobby is great. It's going to be called a chatzah. It's just like an apartment building. If you leave an apartment building, how do you leave? Through the front lobby. So it's the same thing. So if you live in Morgen, then you shouldn't have a problem according to these Rov Poskim. According to Rabbi Shachter, you can't light in any of these lobbies. Rabbi Shachter would tell all of his Talmidim each year, I don't know what he said this year, but he would tell all of his Talmidim that if they want to light in Eretz Chanukah, they have to go home every night. They should come back to Yeshiva for the next day, but they should go home each night if they live locally, if they live close by, or they should convince one of their friends who lives in an apartment that they should sleep in their apartment. They should use the apartment for the 8 days of Chanukah. So then if you change your bias for the 8 days of Chanukah, that's enough. Even if your bias normally is in the dormitory, but at least for the days of Chanukah, your bias will be different. It will be in the apartment building. That's what he would tell all of his Talmidim. It's very difficult to do, but that's what he would say. If you want to, or you could just have your parents at home light on your behalf. Technically speaking, they probably could light on your behalf. You don't really own your dormitory, right? It's a bias schura. It's only rented. They can really kick you out of the dormitory. So some might say you might not even be mechuyev to light the Neres Chanukah. So we're machmer, we're mahadah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. We always try to light as much as we can. But you could be yotzei technically if they light for you at home. L'chor, you could be yotzei also. So one of those options, Rabbi Shachter would say, either go home every night or have them light for you at home, or move to an apartment. So then you actually could light in the apartment. But most Rebbeim, most of the Rosh Yeshiva paskin that you can light in the lobbies. That they do have a din of chotzer, at least for Neres Chanukah they might have a din of chotzer. So Nochamol, in the Morgenstern dormitory, Lachar, the lobby should have a din of a chotzer because everyone exits the building that way. How about Reuben residence hall? So there it's a little complicated because I think they give a number of different places where you can light Neres Chanukah. They set up tables at the entrance to Reuben, at the entrance to the dormitory where they have the mailboxes there. Right, and then they set up tables at the entrance of the lounge that leads to the gym, right? That side building that leads to the gym. And then they also set up tables by the cafeteria. So the question is, what do? Should you light? Can you light in the gym? It's probably a bigger area. Can you light by the lounge leading to the gym? Should you light in the cafeteria? Why the cafeteria? Well, some say, if you don't know what's called your bias, you're sleeping in one place and you're eating in a different place, so which is the ikker? So we paskin that the achila, the makom achila, is the ikker. So maybe we should light in the cafeteria. Someone who has a calf card, who's constantly eating in the cafeteria, who wants to finish up the money on the calf card, right, before June. So he's using the calf card, he's eating all of his meals in the cafeteria, so that's the makom achila, so maybe that should be the ikker makom. I think the best place to light in Reuben is probably at the entrance to the Reuben dormitory. I think it's certainly better not to light by the tables in the lounge going to the gym, because it's not really the way that you enter the Reuben residence hall. If you're going to your apartment, you're going to your dorm room, you wouldn't go through the gym. You're going to the cafeteria, you might go through the gym, but you're not going to go to the dorm room via the gym. So I'm not sure that would be viewed as the lobby of the Reuben dormitory. Lobby of the Reuben dormitory is where they have the mailboxes. So that lechora is the best place to light. The cafeteria is a makom achila, maybe light there. It's not a makom achila that's miyuchad for those who are in the Reuben dormitory. There are people from outside the Reuben dormitory, people who dorm in Morg or dorm in Mos, they also use the cafeteria. So it's not miyuchad for you. Maybe it's not the best place to light. As opposed to the lobby entering the Reuben residence hall, so that might be your chotzer. It's your chatzah together with all the other people who live in this building, right? It's not like there are other, you could say those who are coming to the cafeteria from outside the Reuben residence will also pass that chatzah. Yeah, but this is your makom. So I think to light at the entrance to the Reuben dormitory is probably the best. You could light in the cafeteria, but I think it's probably better to light at the entrance to the Reuben residence hall. I think there are more people who go to the cafeteria that probably take the stairs in the gym than take the stairs in the dormitory itself. So lighting in the lobby, that's probably the most miyucha for those who are living in the Reuben dormitory. So I think it's probably best to jockey for position in those tables to make sure that you can get the menorah there and you'll light kedasukidim. How about mus? So mus is the most problematic because there really is no lobby to mus. So that's why they set up tables outside of the mus based medrash. The hallway outside the Beis Medrash. The question is, can you light there b'chalal? So many have pointed out that that's not really a lobby at all. It's not a chotzer because very few people use that area. If you learn in the Beis Medrash, then you might use the area a little bit. Most people, when they leave the building, they don't leave through the side entrance. They'll follow their way through the catacombs there until you get to the front door of the building, right? To the front door of Zeisman. So how can you light there? It's not your bias, it's not your chutzah. So what exactly, what's the reason that you can light there? So maybe the answer is that if you're koveya that as your makom for the days of Hanukkah, then it's permissible. The Shulchan Aruch talks about it. Mishnah Berurah talks about cases like that. Let's say a person has their parents living in a city. They live in a different home, and they're going to their parents for the entire Hanukkah. So do they have to go home every night to light in their own bias? The answer is no. If they're oker makom, they uproot themselves from their own bias and they go to a different bias, and then that's nikveh, their bias for Hanukkah. So a person can't be koveya their makom for Hanukkah. So the best thing to do if you live in Maas is try to be koveya your makom as that hallway outside of the Maas Beis Medrash. Be koveya that as your chotzer. Leave the building through the side entrance. Enter the building. Try to enter the building from the side entrance. If it's open, sometimes it's locked. But you know, if you find that when it's open, so you can even enter the building from that entrance. But certainly leave the building from that entrance. It might also be kedai to maybe spend some time there in that hallway. Maybe eat supper there. Maybe learn a little bit there. Or maybe sing a little bit. That's what they do often. That's the acoustics there. I'm Amish incredible. They used to bring a guitar in my time. Did they still do that? There's no one with a guitar in my time. Okay, I don't know. They would sing, you know, after lighting there as Hanukkah, guys would get together and they'd sing with the guitars and the bongo drums, and there was a whole Levitical experience there. So spend time there. If you spend time there, so then that's your makom. So then Taka, you would be able to light there. It could be your bias, it could be your chotzer. I don't know if I call it a bias, but at least your chotzer. It is a place where you would, where you do tashmishim tznuim. I mean, most people don't play guitar in the street, right? I don't know. Right? So, some kind of tashmishim tznuim. Eat there. If you eat there, that's definitely a tashmishim tznuim. No, don't hang your laundry there. But at least if you eat there and you spend a little bit of time there and you leave the building through the side entrance, so then that might be considered a chotzer. And then perhaps you could be you could light the nearest chanukah there. Okay, that's in terms of the lobbies of the dormitory. Questions? Okay, let's talk about apartment buildings. So we mentioned that the Iker mitzvah of Nerech Hanukkah is mitzvah l'anich al Pesach beisol mibachutz tefach hasamach l'pesach b'shas hasakona minich al shulchan avadai, right? But there's a third category, and that is v'impayador ba'aliyah. If you live in an upstairs apartment, minicha b'chalon hasmucha l'rishus harabim, you put it in the window. You put the menorah in the window so that the Bnei Rosh Hashanah can see it. That's obviously assuming it's not a sakana to do that, right? You can't put it b'tefach hasamach le'pesach if you're in the aliyah, because that's not your pesach. That's the pesach of the bayis, not the aliyah. So you put it in the chalon. How high can your apartment be and you'll still put it in the chalon? So the Gemara says that as long as the Ner Chanukah is below 20 amos, so then you can be yotzei if you put it in the chalon. But if it's the malam echof amah, then there's no pirsumei nisa. Lo sholta be'eina, you can't see it. If it's above 20 amos, so then it doesn't pay to put it in the window. So how big is 20 amos in an apartment building? 20 amos is anywhere between 30 feet and 40 feet. So what is that? That's probably like the third or fourth floor. Each floor is approximately 10 feet, probably. I mean, the apartment itself is probably only 7 feet, but then you have a foot or so below and above. It's about 10 feet or so. 10 feet or so. So let's say the fourth floor is around 20 amos. Maybe it's just within 20 amos, but certainly the fifth floor, I would imagine, is above 20 amos. I would imagine. Right? So, if a person lives from the fourth floor and below, there would be an inyan to put the Ner Chanukah in the window so that people on the outside could see it. So the Jews walking in the street could see it. What happens if a person lives on the fifth floor, the sixth floor, the seventh floor? There's really no point in putting the Ner Chanukah in the window, or just put it on the dining room table or the kitchen table. So the end, yes, Moshe?
People from other apartment buildings.
Ah, good, good, good. So if there's another apartment building opposite yours, or there's a dormitory opposite yours, if you live on 186th Street and the morgue dormitory is right opposite you, so then there might be an inyan, even if you're higher than 20 amos, there might be an inyan to put the Ner Chanukah in the window, because you're not higher than 20 amos to the person opposite you. So that could be... Right? There could be an inyan to put the menorah in the window, as long as you have someone, some Jew opposite you, that you can be mefaris and denais for him. I keep on saying Jew because the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion implies that there's no pirsumei nisa for goyim. That if I'm going to be mefaris and denais by lighting, and no Jew is going to pass and see the neiros, only goyim are going to pass, that's not called pirsumei nisa. Now that doesn't mean that if I live amongst goyim, I shouldn't light a menorah. No, of course I should light, but the pirsumei nisa is for me. Normally we think that pirsumei nisa means to be mefarsim to someone else, but that's only if you can. If you have an audience of pirsumei nisa, other people, other Jews that can see the Ner Chanukah, so then great. But if I don't have any audience, if I'm living myself amongst goyim, maybe I should move. But if I have to live there, right, for some reason, so then there's a pirsumei nisa, there's an audience of one. That's the audience of me. So I still light the Ner Chanukah so that I can see the Ner Chanukah. But if there are other Jews living in apartment buildings opposite mine, even if I'm above the fifth floor, there's still an Indian to light the Neres Chanukah, so that the other Jews can see it, and they will be able to see it. So that's the appropriate thing to do. What happens if a person lives in an apartment building? He doesn't have any Jews opposite him, but there are Jews that are living together with him. So how many people have to be around when he lights the Neres Chanukah? Let's say you want to come back. Maybe we should back up and talk about what's the proper zman to light the Neres Chanukah. What's the zman? So we know the Gemara in Shabbos says, that the mitzvah is from Shkiyas Achama until Tichle Regel Min Ashuk, until people are no longer passing by in the marketplace, outside of the street. So what does Tishka Achama mean? What does Shkiyah mean? That's a big machlokas. Some say Shkiyas Achama is astronomical sunset, what we call Shkiyah, sunset. Most Rishonim say that Tishka Achama means Sof Shkiyah, the end of Shkia Sachama, which really means Tzeisa Kochavim. That's what most Rishonim hold. So, L'chatchila, one should probably light the Ner Chanukah a little bit after what we call Shkia. So if Shkia, let's say, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but let's say Shkia is around 4:30, so then I think the Chazon Ish said you should light 20 minutes after Shkia. So you should light around 10 to 5. Tzeisa Kochavim, around 20 minutes after Shkia or so. Sof Shkia. That's the Ikar Adin. Some Rishonim say Bizman Azeh that people light inside, so the Zman doesn't have to be Dafka at Shkia, because you're not lighting for people in the street, you're lighting for people inside the apartment, inside your bayis. So then, you can light a little bit later. The Chathila you could light later, because it doesn't really matter, you're not lighting for people on the outside anymore. That's what some Rishonim say. Bizman Azeh, nowadays in the 21st century, that we actually can light for those on the outside, some people actually light outside, but even if you don't light outside, you can put it in the window and it'll be a pirsumei nisa for the B'nai Rishus Rabbim as well. So then the question is, maybe you should light Bizman. L'chatchila, you really should light Bizman. But others point out, since the B'nai Rishus Rabbim are going to be moving around, we're traveling around much after Shkia, maybe you should keep the Neres Chanukah lit longer than half an hour, even though the basic Shkia is half an hour, maybe you should keep it lit a little bit longer so that you'll be able to be mefarsim the Neis even more for the B'nai Rishus Rabbim that are passing the street even later. But let's plug back to our case, that you have a number of roommates in your apartment, and you can light Bizman, but they're not around. They're in class, or they're away, or whatever. So what do? You have to wait until they come back or not? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Magen Avraham holds that the audience of your pirsumei nisa, if you're lighting inside, is the B'nai Bayis that you have. So you have to make sure that they're there. The case that the Avraham is actually talking about is, let's say you come back late, and the B'nai Bayis are sleeping. You have to wake them up. So that could be pikuach nefesh, but let's assume that you can wake them up, right? So is there a chiyuv to wake them up? So according to the Magen Avraham, yes. You can't light the Neres Chanukah with a bracha unless all of the B'nai Bayis are there, because they're the audience of your pirsumei nisa, and you're not going to be able to the mitzvah properly. The Mishnah Berurah says that he doesn't think you have to paskin like the Magen Avraham. He quotes others who disagree with the Magen Avraham. That you don't have to wake them up l'chatchila if you can have them there. Matov, that's certainly better. But the Eved, if they're not awake, it's as if they're not there. Right? Let's say they're not there for Chanukah. So then they're not the audience of the pirsumei nisa. So then who's the audience? You. So if everyone is sleeping, there's no chiyuv to wake them up, to wake anyone up, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from some other Achronim. You can light the Ner Chanukah yourself. Light the Ner Chanukah, you'll be mefarsim the nice to yourself and not to the B'nai Bayis there. So it could be that the audience of the pirsumei nisa can change depending on whether people are there or not. You absolutely have to have those people there. It's not as necessary. So maybe you could just light Bizman and you don't have to have the B'nai Bayis there. This question is raised in a different context. Let's say a husband is working, and his wife wants to light bisman. Well, let's say a wife is working and she's late, and the husband is home. The husband can get home earlier. He wants to light bisman, so maybe they should light bisman. They light for each other. Ishto kegufo dami. So if they light for each other, maybe one should light bisman. I think most poskim assume that mishum shalom bayis, they should wait for both of them to be there. That's the appropriate thing to do. You know, one of the things the Gemara says is that if a person doesn't have enough money and the choice is either to buy neiros for Ner Chanukah or to buy neiros for Ner Shabbos adif, because Ner Shabbos is mishum shalom bayis. So if Ner Shabbos comes before Ner Chanukah, mishum shalom bayis, so l'chora, even within Ner Chanukah itself, shalom bayis should be a koveya. So mishum shalom bayis, there are some poskim, I've heard poskim say that it's best for the husband and wife to be there, to light bisman, to get the lechatchila, but the other spouse is not going to be there. That's not shalom bayis. It's best to delay, unless you're going to delay significantly. You know, to wait until 10 o'clock at night to light the Ner Chanukah, I'm not sure I would do that. But to delay a little bit, an hour or two, till the spouse comes home, the chor is appropriate to do that. Okay, many ask about Motzei Shabbos. Where should they light Motzei Shabbos? Let's say they were somewhere for Shabbos and they're coming back to the apartment, coming back to the dormitory. Where do you light? So the best thing is to light in your bayis. So if you're going to be coming back to the dormitory, coming back to the apartment at a reasonable time, so then it's probably best to light where you're going to be that night. But some say it's going to be complicated. They're coming back 11 o'clock at night. No one's going to be around in the dormitory. Is that really the best place to light? Can they light at home? They want to eat at home. Well, what should they do? So some of the poskim suggest that as long as you've already used a makom as your bayis for the previous night of Chanukah, let's say they stayed there for Shabbos, so they've already used the bayis as their makom, so then Matzei Shabbos one can light in that makom as well, even if you're going to leave that makom. But it's already been nikfas the makom from the previous day, so then Matzei Shabbos you can continue to use that as your bayis. But others add that that you can only do that if you also eat in the place. Have a malava malka, if you eat there too, so the fact that you're eating, plus it was your bayis the previous day, that's enough to be koveid as your makom, and then you can light the Neiros Chanukah there, even though you're going back to the dormitory, going back to the apartment that night. And finally, often the question is asked, should I daven Maariv before lighting Neiros Chanukah? The Mishnah Berurah sounds like you should. He says Maariv comes first. Maariv is Tadir, so it should come before Ner Chanukah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah sounds like. But others point out that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where people would normally daven Maariv Bizman. So you're lighting Neiros Chanukah Bizman and davening Maariv Bizman. You're interested in doing two things. So the question is, which one comes first? It says the Mishnah Berurah, Tadir Shein Tadir Tadir Kodem, the Maariv should come first. But let's say a person has a minyan kavua for Maariv. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock Maariv, you heard of such a thing? Of course, right? The person has a minyan kavua for Maariv. So what, on the days of Chanukah, you have to be machmer to daven Maariv before he lights? Why should he have to do that? There's no inyan, there's no chiyuv to daven Maariv before lighting Neiros Chanukah. There's no connection between Neiros Chanukah and davening Maariv. So in a situation where a person has a minyan kavua, he could light the Neiros Chanukah first. The din of Tadav Shino Tadav Tadav Kodav only applies if you want to do two things at the same time. So then we have to figure out which has kedima. But if you're not interested in davening Maariv, you're only interested in lighting Neiros Chanukah, so light the Neiros Chanukah now, and you'll daven Maariv later. Can you eat? So before lighting Neiros Chanukah, you probably shouldn't eat, but can you eat after lighting Neiros Chanukah? Can you eat? Before Maariv? So that's the same as every other night, right? Can you eat before Maariv? So I think most are mekel, some are machmer, some assume no. You shouldn't have a suda, you should have a suda with pas, until you daven Maariv, because we're afraid that you might forget, and then you'll get sleepy, and you won't daven Maariv, you'll miss it. I think many are mekel. Many assume that if you have a shomer, or certainly beis shomrim, shnei shomrim, that's certainly okay. So what I suggest is that a person should set their watch alarm, right, or their phone alarm, whatever, to go off, before the 10 o'clock Maariv, just to remind them that they have to daven Maariv. They should have their watch alarm set. Rabbi Simon, I think, often suggests if someone has to go to a chasana or something and they're going to forget to light Neiros Chanukah, they're going to forget to daven Maariv, they should put a piece of paper, put a note on your pillow where you plan on sleeping that night. So if you put a note, you're not going to miss the note. Right? Sometimes the watch alarm is not so good because if you have a watch or a phone alarm and you're talking to someone, if it goes off and you're talking to someone, you'll just turn it off without even realizing. So You know, and sometimes it snoozes and sometimes it doesn't snooze, and so it might work, it might not work. It's kedai to have shnei shomer. Have your watch or phone alarm set to go off to remind you to light Neres Chanukah or to daven Maariv, and also put a note for yourself on the pillow, and with the shnei shomer, hopefully you will not forget. Yes?
Is it better to light, according to Rishakta, would it be better to light here, or would it be, or would it be better to light at home and eat at home and come back here to sleep?
What do you mean here? What's the case? Mostly Shabbos or
generally?
The Rishakta would say, whatever your bias is, if a person moves to an apartment, so then that's his bias. If a person doesn't move to an apartment, if he's still in the dormitories, so then he wouldn't be able to light. If he goes home, so then he'd be able to light at home.
Even if you were sleeping here?
That's a tricky question, because even if you sleep here, would you be koveya your ikar bias as the dormitory or your home? Especially if you eat at home, I think we could say that your home is really your ikar makom. You know, a person who stays in yeshiva for Shabbos every single week, he tak has a shayla. But someone who goes home every week, I think your ikar bias is home. So certainly, if you eat at home each night, that probably will be sufficient to be koveya that as your makom. Especially this year, right? The first night of Chanukah is Sunday night, tonight, the Mitzvah Hashem. So if you were home for Shabbos, then that was your makom. If you came back to the dormitory Mitzvah Shabbos, then okay, whatever. I still think that the home is your ikar bias. I think that, you know, if you get sick, you wouldn't stay in the dormitory. You go home. Right? So that's really your ikar bias. That's what you consider to be ikar. So as long as you eat at home, even if you sleep in the dormitory, maybe you could say that you can light at home. It's obviously better to sleep in the dormitory as well, but at least if you eat at home, that might be defined as your makom. Yes?
Two things. First of all, has multiple roommates, must he wait for the roommate? Mentioned something that wasn't.
I think the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't have to wait for the roommates. If the roommates can be there, that's a lechatchila, but you don't have to wait for the roommates at all.
Okay, and secondly, I heard Rav Schechter says that if multiple people are lighting, you shouldn't light right next to each other, so that's illuminate the room.
It should illuminate the room. Spreading out all of the different menorahs, not to illuminate the room, it's so that there should be a heker, right. that each hadlaka is separate. Yeah.
I thought that was the case and Talmud in the Shia.
I don't understand. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to be mishamish la'or ner Chanukah. So you're not allowed to use the light. So illuminating the room is not the value over here, right? The key is that people should be able to see the Nair, and you'll be mefarsim the Nair with the Nair. I'm not sure. We have to clarify that point. Okay, very good. We'll stop there.